Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Only sometimes you get a good feeling, not all the time.
That wouldn't be realistic. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Vibe Check. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in.
On your good vibes. Who's here, Breeze?
They're just pouring in both doors. Come through, peeps. First things first, we have our girl, Lauren. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good this midweek. Going to see Long Island Medium tonight. After hearing her on your show, I'm very excited. I know. I'm going to.
Teresa Caputo!
I'm excited. I'm excited.
I get creepy vibes.
I do too. But these things happen.
She's no joke. How could she be with that high hair?
I know. But it's like, today's the day. Today is the day.
1992 called, your hair needs a reading.
Yeah. Her hair is so high, it's like touching heaven, the people that she's talking to.
Right. So if you are going to the show tonight, that's going to be at the Kodak Center. And
starts at 7:30. Doors open at 6.
I think tickets were like $35-40, something like that.
Yeah. But so come through.
She's got quite the reputation.
Mm-hmm. So very excited for that. So I will see you there, Lauren. Amy from Sodas is here. She says, good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in with my good vibes today.
What's up, Amy?
I got to spend time with 6 out of my 8 kids, listening to them laugh and bond during a rough time for one of them. Oh. I'm glad they have each other. You know what I mean?
That's what it's about.
Siblings just bonding and being together.
Aww.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
We love that.
We do.
Yeah, 20 out of my 30 siblings, we all bonded together. That's a nice Cheaper big Italian family. Nice big Italian family.
Yes, absolutely. And then who else is here? We have our girl Gina weighing in.
Gina.
Gina says, starting a new job tomorrow, so I'm feeling good about that. And then spending the day today relaxing and preparing.
I dare you to ask for a pay raise next week.
I know. You're like, so I think I proved myself. They're like, you just started today.
Gina, I dare you to ask for a pay raise. You got to do it.
You got to do it.
You got to do it.
So.
When's the quit? What? When's the quickest amount of time you've asked for a pay raise at a job?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I'm asking you if you had one job in your life.
And I have to wait till my contract, so. We all know what happens when you don't, so.
Mine was 3 months in at a job I've never done in my life.
You're like, I think I proved myself here. They're yeah. Like, I don't even know your last name.
And they did it. They gave me an extra $15,000 a year. I could not believe it.
That's insane.
I know. I could not
That's
believe
absolutely
it.
Absolutely insane.
What? $100 bill doesn't need to scream. It's $100 bill. Mm-hmm. People just know.
What about you, Vibes?
Vibes are up this morning on the 13th of November. You know why? Because, let me pull up my calendar here. Because Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away. And it's one of my favorite holidays. And my mom is going to make her 8-layer lasagna. Probably shove it inside of a turkey, too. But it's going to be fantastic.
I love that.
The vibes are up, though. And I'm loving my new car. I really am.
Good.
I really love driving it. It's great. I feel like I stole that car. You know what I mean? Because I'm paying, like, nothing for it. And it just feels better driving it when you know that. So, anyways. But other than that, yeah, the vibes are up. We're looking at 47 for the high today. But, you know. Winter's creeping up on us. How are you feeling?
Vibes are good. Had 5 showings last night.
Yeah.
I would never be a real estate agent.
No, I know. You've made that clear.
Not in
It's not fun.
One shot in hell.
I mean, you saw what a headache it was when I was trying to play landlord for that year and a half.
Moose, I physically got a headache last night. I had 5 showings. I just had to sit there and say the same thing over and over and over.
You got it to, come on, any really trashy people show up?
No, I mean, like, some of them listen to the show, so I'm not going to go crazy, but there was someone who was late, like, 3 times. And I was like...
How are you late 3 times?
So she was coming at 1, oh. She said 1:50, and then she showed up at 6:30.
So this was like an all-day thing for you?
No, I mean, like, it was at night. So, like, she originally was going to come at 5:15, and then she was like, can I come at 1:50? And I was like, yeah, I'm home. And then she was like, yeah, I can't find it. I'm coming later. And then she was like, I'll be there at 5:15. She showed up at 6:30. I was like, I have plans. I was meeting a friend for a drink. I was like, I have plans. Like, what are we doing here? But yeah, I think
you
I found
a winner. Did you find a winner?
Found my person.
All right.
Found my person.
All right, Breezy's moving on up.
And I'll tell you one thing. The way to my heart and the way to win me over, money. Money talks, baby.
Yeah, it sure does.
So.
She's like, maybe you've met my friend here, George Washington. All right, guys, coming up on the show, I'm so glad the vibes are up this morning. Don't forget, we're going to hook you up with those Sebastian Maniscalco tickets for Friday night's show at the Blue Cross Arena. That's coming up at 9:10 for Campy Breezy. But also, we'll sprinkle in another pair of tickets somewhere in the show. Coming up, though, for big story of the day, police say a 19-year-old he fell into the Canandaigua Lake with his car. Took a crane to pull.
He and his motor vehicle crashed into the lake where I drive my boat down the channel every single day in the summer. I'm like, that automobile doesn't belong there.
I know what some of you are thinking. Were there other factors that were in play here?
Unfortunately, no.
Well, thank you, Breezy. I was going to tease that, but that's okay. Radio 101. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98.3
PXY. PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. We love a little Elton John at 6:30 a.m., do we not?
We do.
So a car was pulled out of the Canandaigua Lake by a crane after police say the driver accidentally drove into it.
These things happen. I know what
yesterday
you're thinking.
Morning.
I know what you're thinking. Was it me? No. No, it wasn't. But no,
believe it or not, I actually don't see you doing something like this. Police say the 19-year-old, I'm going to butcher this one, Dutcher Samotolski, parked his car on the pier around 1:30 a.m., drove into the lake while trying to make a U-turn. I'm sorry. It's like, do we have to make the driving limits at 21 now? Is that what we got to do? Because I don't even see a 16-year-old doing this, okay?
A U-turn.
Not to throw shade at Dutcher, but he was able to get out of the car and swim to shore, thank God. But he was brought to the F.F. Thompson Hospital and was treated for potential hypothermia. Police say alcohol and drugs were not factors, but Samotolski was given a traffic ticket for moving from a lane unsafely.
It's like not even a lane. He was literally just on the pier. Yeah, you know, I've never once in my life, I mean, I've lived there my entire life, never once in my life seen or heard of anything like that happening, of a car driving off the pier. It wasn't even like the end of the pier. It was
no.
The very beginning.
That's why I'm trying to figure it out. It's like, was he trying to, he tried to do a U-turn? Sure. And that's not, doing a U-turn is not, it's
hard.
Not simple driving for
it's
a lot of people.
Not hard.
For
that and parallel parking, they're like, I can't.
You
know, I'm like, you have to figure it out. You have to figure it out.
You have any idea how many of my friends in high school failed their drivers, their road tests because they couldn't do a simple K-turn? That's what took them out, the K-turn.
Mine is.
I'm not one to talk. It took me 3 times to try and get my driver's license. I had to take 3 different tests, okay?
Mine is speeding. I can do any turn or park you need me to do. I have a lead foot. What can
right.
I do?
All right, and then Brighton police are looking for suspects who say they assaulted a driver and tried to steal the driver's car on Monday night.
To be confused with the car in Canandaigua.
No, this is a different story, but it happened around 11 p.m. in a parking lot on Browncroft Boulevard near I-590. This is why we're always saying you got to pay attention to your surroundings.
Right.
But police say 2 men with ski masks, because they're big, bad, and tough, but they always got the ski mask
on.
They're
going to Bristol after.
They approached the parked car and demanded the keys, with one man holding what appeared to be a gun. And when the driver refused to hand over the keys, the suspects attacked the person, took the keys, and then ran away before police arrived. So
So did they get the car?
Doesn't sound like it.
They just took the keys.
The victim had minor injuries. Anyone with information, please call 911. Dial that 911.
Right.
If you see something, say something.
Yeah, always.
And then you got those people on the other hand, they're like, I'm no snitch.
I'm like, I definitely am saying something. Thank you.
All right, coming up on the show this morning, you guys, Victoria from Hilton says her mother-in-law just passed away. Her husband, which is his mom, wants their 3 and 7-year-old to come to the funeral because it's their grandma. It's a perfect opportunity to talk to your kids about death and showing them how to pay their respects.
Right.
But Victoria, in the message she wrote us, says no, it's open casket. And she thinks this can traumatize the kids. So the question is, what would you guys do? Would you allow your kids to go to the funeral? Or would you say absolutely not? They're too young. We'll get to this full message for Parental Confidential coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY is free. And
PXY Mornings, welcome back to the show. It's Parental Confidential. It's the segment where we give parents an opportunity to share a problem, a situation, or a dilemma they may be facing. And of course, listeners can weigh in with any advice that could be helpful. Sometimes, once in a great while, it's Breezy and I, but that's far.
It's really not the norm. We're like, sometimes, we're like, never, really.
We touched on this topic in the past on the show when it comes to talking to your kids about death and whether or not you would bring them to a funeral or not. I mean, it's such a young age because they may not be ready for that yet. And Victoria from Hilton sent us a message and is dealing with this very issue. She says her mother-in-law passed away and her husband wants the kids at their grandmother's funeral. But Victoria is saying no because it's open casket.
Right.
Here's the full message she sent us yesterday. I have a 7-year-old little boy, a 3-year-old girl. A few days ago, my husband's mother passed away. Condolences. With the upcoming funeral, I feel like I need some advice. I don't feel very comfortable with having my children attend the wake and funeral services, especially since it will be open casket.
Mm-hmm.
My husband, on the other hand, doesn't see it being a big deal and says, just keep them away from the casket. And I'm trying to be supportive of what he would like to do since it's his mom. But it just doesn't feel right bringing them along with us. If it wasn't an open casket, it wouldn't bother me much. But I'm just so worried this would traumatize my kids.
Right.
I want to know what other parents' thoughts are. If it were my side of the family, they 100% would not be attending. My grandfather's funeral was less than a month ago, and my children did not attend. I'm just so scared of traumatizing my own kids. Thanks, Moose and Breezy, for airing my message.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, listen, death is a hard concept for any age, definitely for a young age, because you can't really grasp it. I think the older you get, the easier it gets. I mean, I'm still not there, so I can't really speak on that. But it's definitely something you, as a parent, need to make the right decision on because of the fear of traumatizing your child and making sure that they're not going to come to you in 5 years and be like, "That remember that one time you made me go to grandma's funeral? Yeah, I haven't stopped thinking about it since then." And now they're 20 and it's like,
I don't know if that's the case. I've been to funerals at 5-6 years old and all I remember is just kind of running around the funeral home. I don't remember anything traumatizing about it. But if this were up to me, they'd definitely be going to the funeral, especially because it's their own grandmother. Open casket or not?
I mean, like, I don't know. They can go to, like, the ceremony if there is a ceremony in the church or something like that. But
yeah, I'm sure
I don't like the idea of them seeing that because it is a little traumatic.
I mean, that's the conversation you have to have before you walk them in there. And I know my grandma's, you remember my grandma's wake?
Yeah.
In March?
Yeah.
Well, before...
I can't remember. Was it open?
It was open when we got there to say our last goodbyes.
Okay.
And then before everyone started arriving, they closed the casket.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out if my niece and nephews walked in before or after that. I can't remember.
Mm. Yeah, because I do remember them being there.
They were absolutely there. 585-252-9800. Guys, what are your thoughts on this? If you had small children and somebody in the family passed away, would you bring them to the funeral if it was open casket? And because it was open casket, would that be a problem for you? Would you say, nah? I mean, I don't know. I would. So if you're just joining us for parental, Victoria says her husband's mom passed away, her mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband obviously wants their 7-year-old and 3-year-old to attend. It's their grandma. And Victoria is saying, no, it's open casket. It's going to traumatize them.
Right.
Let's go over to Andrew here. Andrew says, my older brother passed away when I was 5 years old. He was 11. Of course, I went to the wake and the funeral. I don't remember if it was an open casket or not, but I think it was. My mom and dad took the time to explain to me what those things were and described that I would likely see them. Mm-hmm. And they answered my questions very honestly and age appropriately. Honestly, all I remember now being 38 years old, yeah, like me, is running around the funeral home and hiding under tables. You should absolutely allow your kids to go to their grandma's funeral.
This person says, what if the kids go to the burial but not the calling hours? That's what I was trying to find, that happy medium of like, you know, you go, you pay your respects, you get the feel for a funeral or a service, and then as they progressively get older, you dip your toe into more and more and more. The funeral, the reception after, the actual calling hours, and when you go to the funeral home and pay your respects. There's a lot of different aspects and layers to a funeral that I think a lot of people don't really realize.
I agree with that. Megan says, if you think it won't hurt the kids mentally, then yeah, just let them go. Christine says, kids are going to learn about death eventually. This is a perfect opportunity to teach your kids about death and allow them to say their goodbye to their own grandmother. Let me go over to the phones here. PXY, what's your name?
Travis.
Hey, good morning, Travis. What are your thoughts on this? Would you let your kids go, yes or no?
No, I actually just had my daughter a funeral for my great-grandpa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old. And my daughter, you know, definitely went. She knew him really well. And, you know, they really got along. And I just think it's a really important, valuable life lesson that your kids have to encounter at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about how you react at the funeral for the kids.
Yeah.
Like, we definitely put on, like, the, you know, he lived a really good life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody loved him. We're going to miss him, but we're happy, you know, now that he's gone to, like, the next chapter, you know, if you will.
Yeah. Travis, was it open casket?
It was open casket, yeah.
Okay. And your 6-year-old went, and that's, but did your 2-year-old or no?
Yeah. I mean, he was just on mom's back. We have like a little carrier.
Yeah.
But he didn't know what was going on. He was just eating cookies.
Yeah.
Mood, honestly.
Yeah. That was, I'm going to be honest with you, Travis. That was me at my grandma's funeral. Thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Jen says, personally, I think it could wait a couple more years to mature. Either way, there's going to be a lot of questions that need to be answered because death is a part of life. And it's important to teach a kid so they can learn the grieving process as well. And yeah, I do 100% agree that you don't need to teach a kid how to the whole grieving situation early on.
Yeah.
But if a situation like this presents itself,
right,
why not take the opportunity? Travis made a good point. It's how you react too. Like, hey, grandpa, grandma, whoever lived a really good life, and we're here to celebrate that life.
This person says, my mother passed away a few years ago, and my son was 3 at the time. He went to the calling hours and the funeral, open casket. He deserved the chance to say goodbye to his Grammy. I don't think it was traumatizing for him at all. That's just a part of life, unfortunately. That's from Zoe.
Zoe, thank you for that. And I'll get to a couple more here. I went to a friend's funeral when I was 12. They had an open casket. And no, it did not traumatize me. It actually opened conversation between me and my parents. And they did a great job of explaining it to me. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea to let them go. And we have one more. Scott says, my cousin passed away when I was 10, and my parents did not allow my sister or I to attend because he died under suspicious circumstances.
Hmm.
Apparently, his wife and the rest of my cousins didn't take it very well. It wasn't a pretty scene at the funeral home, from what I was told. So I'm kind of glad I didn't attend. Yeah. Yikes. And you understand a little bit more when you're 10 years of age, too. Which right. I get. Thank you guys for all the comments here. So, Victoria, it's up to you. A lot of people are saying go. I don't know how much of this your three-year-old is going to remember, but this is, like a lot of people said, a perfect opportunity for you to have that conversation with your kids about death and really celebrating grandma's life, you know. Yeah. So thank you, guys. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY.
98 PXY, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
It's going to be a hot one today, you guys. 47 for the high. Oh, yeah, get those cargo shorts on. The amount of money it's costing college students today to get a degree is mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And I don't think it's any surprise to parents or some students that college has the potential to keep you in debt for years, even after you've become well-established in your career. And you have not, it's not just parents, but also teachers right now saying it may not be worth it for some people.
I mean, you think you're going to college to elevate your career and, you know, get you into a spot where you can make a living.
Yeah.
But that tends to be the opposite for some people when they get stuck with the bag of $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 in debt for a career that only pays $80,000.
It's not the right path for everyone. Saturday night, I'm having dinner with a buddy. He introduces me to a couple that I've met a few times in the past, but the woman's a college professor, right? We get into a conversation of why so many students today are struggling to pay off their college debt. And I was expressing how painful it is to listen to a few of my friends who all graduated over 15 years ago, and they all still owe 75 plus thousand.
More, with the interest, you just like never get out of
right.
it. Right. You know what I mean?
In college debt. And none of them are using the degree they went to school for. And I'm like, oh, it's painful to think about. So she tells me she recently talked a student out of hers, out of getting her doctorate. And so for those who don't know, doctorate.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Degrees. It's the highest level of academic education one can receive from any university. But once you receive that, basically, yes, you've mastered whatever field or profession you've chosen to get into. So her student, physical therapist, she graduated with her bachelor's, then got her master's. And now to become a physical therapist, you have to have your doctorate in this country. You absolutely have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, typically, this is about 4 to 8 years of schooling, right? Before you receive that degree. Second, the average debt among those who have received their professional doctorate degree is $247,000. Again, for some people, it could be less than that, but that's the average. For physical therapy students, it could be about $120,000 or more. Newly graduated physical therapists in New York typically start with salaries ranging from $63,000 to $78,000 annually. This is how much you would get paid starting out. And so the professor told her, it's not worth it. You're going to be drowning in debt on a salary of $63,000. The math is not adding up. And the same goes for some teachers. My buddy's sister got her degree in Georgia. She's a third grade teacher. She makes $45,000 a year and owes over $100,000 in student loans. I mean, what's the point?
Right. what is the point?
We have Leah Leverage from the Decision Day podcast.
We just had a very insightful conversation with a couple
joining
weeks
us.
Back. And her whole shtick, Leah, thank you so much for joining us. You can kind of describe what your podcast is, but it's really powerful for people and young adults who are in the position of choosing that next step in their adult life, whether that be going on to school, whether that be going into a trade, or just taking the path that you did. So welcome and thank you for being with us this morning.
Hi, Breezy and Moose. I'm so happy to be with you guys. And I'm so grateful that we're continuing this conversation because, as you said, we did have this conversation on the podcast talking about your guys' experience in community college and how much you appreciated that it didn't give you that same amount of debt that a lot of what you're talking about is giving students.
Right.
Yeah.
So Decision Day, it's the resource that I wish I had because I was super confused. I was undecided. I was hearing these numbers about college debt, and I didn't know what I wanted to do when I graduated. And I was thinking, like, could I just enter the workforce? Like, is that okay? Because I just want to start making money. So it's career exploration, finance 101, and advice on adult life. But throughout the podcast, a reoccurring theme is that college does have different levels of value based on the career that you want to enter. So, like, if you want to go into business or entrepreneurship, it's not as required to get that degree as much as it is obviously for a doctor or entering the medical field. Can you guys like agree with that?
100%. And I think you're such a trailblazer because, I mean, we both know your parents super well. And they both, when you made this decision, were like, I don't really know about it. Because not a lot of people, it was always, you go to high school, you graduate, you go to college. That was always the path. And it has changed astronomically over these last couple of years, just for the financial reason alone.
Right. But also, Breezy, there's so many paths that they can also be taking. Like entering the military is always a good option. You could learn a trade. Everyone that I talk to, I feel like, is like pushing their kids to go to learn a trade, to enter the trades because there's such a need for it. You could start building work experience. You could do vocational training. You could take a gap year. Like all of this is so valuable, but I feel like it's still not as talked about because of the typical American college experience, the 4 years, even if, especially if you want to go to a big college, which a lot of people do want that lifestyle and that experience. So it might be totally worth it for them.
But
for the rest of us, maybe it isn't.
Right.
No, and it's not everybody's path. I don't think college is the right path for everyone. But for so many seniors that are graduating next year, I know it's stressful because when I was a senior in high school, I saw all of my friends that were going to these big universities. Some of them were getting full rides, and I didn't know what I wanted to be doing. I didn't have a plan laid out or a passion and what career I wanted to kind of be in. And for me, the panic set in. And so you feel like you have to live that college life and go to the university and do all that, but you don't, because so many teens today are pressured into thinking they have to absolutely have it figured out at 18. But from my own personal experience, when you're 18, your choices and your decisions about what you want to do when you get older can change a dozen times.
Yeah.
And so you don't feel like there's only one path to take, because that is 100% not the case. If college makes sense to you, do it.
Yeah. So many employers right now, I've been hearing them change their mind about, like, would we look at someone's degree or would we look at someone's experience? Like, I feel like, as you guys said, no matter what you decide to do, you just need to have a plan. And it's not even like you need to know your passion or you need to know what career you're entering, but you just have to start the job search or start getting internships or start getting work experience. Like, start doing something to move yourself forward and to find that path, because eventually it will all work out, as I keep hearing everyone say as well. And I feel like, Moose, especially, you were the same, where you started in graphic design and then you found radio and then you just ran with it because it felt right.
Our college intern Hannah's in the studio with us, just shaking her head. She's like shaking her fist at the sky, like, you are going to have debt, right?
Yeah. I mean, how much, Hannah, you're a senior at Nazareth.
Yeah.
And you're 21. And do you feel like you took the right path? Not anymore.
She's like, not because I ended up here.
Things. I mean, I am not going to use my major. I'm a music composition major. I don't want to compose anymore. But I think that college was the right path for me because it like led me to this internship.
She's obsessed.
I love it.
Yeah.
And And I'd like join clubs that like help me find my interest, but that's not the path for everybody. And I'm going to have debt for a degree that like I'm probably not going to use that much. So I get that it's like,
yeah, it's a catch 22 for sure.
Yeah.
But don't you think that the in-person experience you're getting right now through your internship has probably been like the most valuable so far, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that, I mean, that's questionable.
Making your new TikTok, so.
I mean, the thing, for a lot of people, like for, especially for me, and I know a lot of people listening too, the best way to learn, I know for me, was hands-on, doing it.
Yeah.
I tried sitting in a class at MCC and learning radio out of a book, and I was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I have no idea.
And listen, this conversation isn't meant to steer people away from going to college, so don't get it twisted.
Not
I don't
at all.
Want that to be the message that you on the bus or you driving to school is taking away. I think what the overarching theme is do your research on your college and how much that's going to cost, on your career and how much that's going to get in your pocket the second you leave and over time. Because the last thing you want to do is find yourself in a spot where you can't afford your lifestyle, even though you spent all this time going to school to get a job and a career that you thought was going to support your lifestyle. You don't want to have that rude awakening and after those 4 years.
Leah makes a very interesting point. There's a lot of employers today that are asking the question, are we looking for somebody with the experience to bring onto our team or somebody with the degree?
Right.
And I would have to argue, a majority of the time, they're looking for the experience. Are they not, Leah?
Yeah. I mean, the goal for us, especially college graduates, high school graduates, we all just want to set ourselves up to get a career.
Correct.
So I feel like the best way that you can set yourself up to get a job is things like getting on LinkedIn, really setting it up, putting all your information on there, all your experience, all your certificates, everything you've ever done, basically. Treat it almost like an Instagram. Just post on there what you're doing, job-related things. You could job shadow. You can find job shadow opportunities on LinkedIn. Like, I can't preach about LinkedIn enough just because it's so easy to do well on there. It's easy to meet people. You grow your network that way, and then you never know who you talk to could lead you to a different opportunity. Like, every opportunity I've ever gotten so far from graduating high school in 2022 has been because of someone that I met that introduced me to this person that opened the door here. Like, it's just, it all branches out like that, and it's so cool. And I feel like you could also do that in college, but it's not the only way to do it.
Yeah,
and 100%.
If you're just tuning in, this is where we're talking to our girl, Leah Leverich from the Decision Day podcast. And I just want to say, Leah, like, I've known you your whole life. And it's so amazing to see, though, and hear you, because no one would think you just graduated high school 2 years ago.
100%.
You're so established. You're so well-spoken. And you've done so much in the last 2 years that so many people dream about doing. And you,
all without a college degree, might I add.
Right. And so I highly recommend, if anybody is in that place, we call it the in-between.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to figure out what they want to do with their life. Do I go to college? Do I go to university? Do I get into the workforce? The Decision Day podcast, Leah lays all that out for you, and she gives the best interviews with some of the best people in the business.
I mean, we were on, so.
Yeah. we do have
Thanks,
to
guys.
Yeah, thank you, Leah, for coming on the Decision Day podcast. Leah Leverich, everyone, but appreciate you being here. We're going to take a quick break, but we want to come back.
Dad is chomping at the bit to weigh in on this, so we'll do that in
a bit. We'll continue the conversation and get to some of your phone calls and messages coming in to hear what you guys think. It's PXY. We'll be right back.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I can't believe 2 weeks from tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
How did we get here? What happened? Wegmans is now helping customers sit down and enjoy their affordable holiday meal. If maybe you don't have somewhere to go, or maybe you don't feel like cooking, the supermarket chain is now offering a full meal for less than $6 a serving when it comes to all of your Thanksgiving essentials at Wegmans.
Oh, yeah.
So the meal is available through this promotional pricing until the 24th of November. So you got to get it. You got to get it all set up. And then 4 days later, you can absolutely dig in. It serves up to 8 people, which is great. It includes, but not limited to, the turkey, the gravy, the stuffing. Like, it literally comes in this box, essentially, and you can just have it all prepared. Like, it's amazing. You don't have to shop around for it. You don't have to like go to three different stores. All the canned stuff is in there. Everything.
I miss those $6 meals from Wegmans. Which
now they're like $14.
No, they turned $6 meals. Now I think there's a one in front of the six.
No,
I used to do the TV commercials for Wegmans for those $6 meals, and it was so convenient. You're just running home. You're late. The wifey's pissed. Pick something up to eat.
Yeah.
And you come home looking like a champion. Because everything's in that $6 meal kit.
That's no longer a thing, so thank you so much.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Wegmans, though, Deion Dawkins was at the
Penfield Wegmans yesterday. Absolutely, just doing his huge promotion for his brand new cereal box.
Buffalo Snow Crunch.
Okay. So, this guy is a Bills player? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. You can go grab that now. It's, you know, what is it? The Flutie Flakes and the Allen Oats and all that stuff. What is it with football players and cereals?
It's an easy sell.
Not sure. But
so yeah, Deion Dawkins was at the Penfield Wegmans yesterday. He was shaking hands, kissing babies. Everybody showed up so he can promote his new cereal. Buffalo Snow Crunch. Isn't it crazy he's the same age as you? Born in 94, he's 30 years of age, and the guy's making millions.
He looks like he's 50. Grab that box before the Chiefs game on Sunday. Hopefully we absolutely dominate.
Coming up on the show, earlier we were discussing the amount of college debt that students have racked up to get a degree in a career that doesn't ultimately pay that well. And we were lucky enough to get Leah Leverich on with us from the Decision Day podcast. College is not for everyone. But coming up on the show, we'll talk to Holly, a mom who says it's the parents' fault for not doing enough research when it comes to where their child is choosing to get their education. We'll get her on the phone with us after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Peaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 47 for the high today. Let's get right back into it. The conversation we have been having all hour is if college is really worth the money, depending on the career you have chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a few people text in during the break and said it's heartbreaking, especially for teachers, to go out and spend $160,000 on a college education where they're only going to be making $45,000 a year starting off. Is it worth it? We're not saying it's not. It just depends how much do you love being a teacher. For a lot of people, it's not about the money. But I shared the story with the conversation I had with a professor. And she talked her student out of getting her doctorate degree. It's mandatory now if you want to be a physical therapist, which is what her student wanted to do.
I know. And you don't get paid like a doctor. So
no, you need the highest level of education. But her professor told her, you're going to end up going into $250,000 worth of debt for a position that starts off at $63,000 a year. Do the math.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone agree with this? Especially if you're a teacher, yes or no? 585-252-9800. We have a mom that's on hold. Let's get Holly on the phone with us. Hi, Holly. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly. How are you this
Hi,
morning?
Good morning.
So,
what's the tea says? Lay it on us.
Talk to us.
So here's my thing. I don't think that college is a waste of money per se.
Okay.
What I do think is a waste of money is when the students or the parents, they don't do their research. Here's my thing. I don't understand why any parent would let their kid go to school, you know, get a bachelor's degree, go for a master's, and then maybe, I don't know, some people still go to and get a doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get a career that has, like, I don't know, a $70,000 starting point, right?
Yeah. A 70K base.
I mean, that's not that bad if that's what you're starting with, only up from there.
Well, yes.
Sometimes, though, it's not. Sometimes it's not up from there. That's. You see what I'm saying? For a starting point, it's not too shabby for a starting point, no. But go ahead, Holly.
No, I agree. That is not bad for a starting point. What makes zero sense to me, though, with that, is now, though, you have over $200,000 worth of debt, right? And you're never going to be able to pay that off because now your career only making $70,000, right? Because you can only afford the bare minimum to live. You know,
that's the conversation, though. That's what we're talking about this morning. It doesn't make sense for everybody to do that, depending on the career that you choose. See what I'm saying? Because now, if you are stuck with that $70K a year plus all of the college debt on top of that, yeah, it is going to make it a lot more difficult, especially if you're a single person, to try and buy a house, try and get a down payment, try and live the life that you want with the money that you're making.
Exactly. That's why, I mean, I told my daughter, I was like, hey, if you want to go to college, go, but you better be damn sure that you pick a career that allows you to live the lifestyle you want, to be able to also pay off all of these loans, right? Because I'm not going to be doing it, right? It baffles me that people spend their whole lives paying this off and choosing
Holly,
a career.
My question to you is this, if she wanted to go into a career that you, quote unquote, didn't see financially responsible or see financially fit for her, would you encourage her not to go to college and just go and do said career?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. Because here's the thing,
So you would talk her out of it then, Holly?
Yes, because I don't want her to spend her whole life paying off these bills. And, you know, a lot of people honestly go to college so that they can just, drink and party and get pregnant, right?
Not the pregnancy. Not the teen pregnancy.
That's why they go. I want to get pregnant.
It's also a catch-22, though, because, a lot of people go to college to get those experiences and those connections and those doors to be open for them. Like, full transparency, and we just did an interview on this last month. I didn't have to go to college to do what I'm doing.
Sure.
There's just no way. I just don't need it. I loved what I did. The question of the matter is, would I have gotten my internship here that then led me to my career if I wasn't in college? I don't think so.
Well, that's you speak for both of us.
I don't know. It's,
and by all means, we're not telling anybody you shouldn't go to college. It's a bad idea. That is 100% not what we're talking about here. You should, if it's the right path for you, 100% you should go. We're just questioning a lot of these people too in the conversations that we've had, like the one I had with that professor that actually talked her student out of pursuing getting a doctorate because she's like, why? Mm-hmm. You're going to start off with $60K a year. You're going to have that base for quite some time before you really become established as a physical therapist.
Yeah.
And now you're stuck with $250K worth of debt in college loans. It doesn't add up. And I'm like, yeah, I can see why she would have that conversation with her student.
Yeah, 100%. Honestly, if this was my daughter, I don't care how passionate she was about it. She's not going to get into that field or into that career. I mean, over my dead body.
Okay, Holly, let's loosen the leash just a little bit here. She's going to do what she's got to do.
It doesn't sound like you're going to pay a dime anyway, so that's her decision to make.
Correct.
But thanks for calling in, Holly. I appreciate your take on this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
See you, Queen.
Okay, bye. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right,
let's get to this text right here. As a teacher of 10 years, college is not worth it. Teaching is not worth it. The cost of living doesn't balance out. And the thing about that is, I'm nervous because a lot of people are starting to realize that, and they're not going to have any teachers. Yeah. The education system is going to crumble as a whole. It already is. So I'm nervous. And we live in New York.
I think the question we really need to be asking here is, intern Hannah, you're 21. You go to Nazareth. Are you pregnant yet?
She goes, this is the perfect time to tell you guys.
Yeah,
I'm a child.
Let me go over to the phones real quick here. Hot Toddy, Breezy's dad, is
good
on with
morning,
us.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Classic.
What's up, buddy? Welcome back to town.
Well, I'm not sure I can add much more, but I just think the whole system's flawed now for a lot of reasons, is the fact that education costs is way out of hand.
Yeah.
I mean, when I went to school and back to 40 years ago, I mean, it was not that much to get an education. And
$20 a class.
The conception was you went out, you got a good job, and most people did. But now the fact that it's costing so much, it's just out of hand.
Yeah. I mean, you're still paying for paying off Breezy's school, right?
I paid that off a couple years ago for her.
You're a good dad.
And hers wasn't that bad, but...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, it was not.
It was out of hand. I mean, the cost of education to go out and get a four-year degree these days, and the payoff isn't there. And I think the other problem is the fact that, you know, as you mentioned earlier, nobody's going in the trades anymore because, you know, they have this warped perception. They're going to go to college and get the, you know, $100,000 corner job sitting in the office and, you know, making all kinds of money. And that's not really the case
anymore.
That's
simply not it. I mean, you have the corner office for sure.
Yeah, well,
you got the corner office. Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants to be a plumber anymore. Nobody wants to come and fix my toilet.
I mean, like, honestly, exactly. I know a lot of...
I mean, plumbers make a really good wage.
Plumbers,
you know?
linemen are the thing. You know what I mean? You have to go to a training for that and go on and do the thing. But, I mean, are you disappointed that I went to college? I mean, let me rephrase the question. You would be disappointed if I didn't go to your college.
Well, I do think college offers a lot of intangibles that you can't really put a price on. Like
pregnancy.
I met four great guys that I'm still good friends with.
Yeah.
I mean, I would not, I'd be very disappointed if I didn't do that.
Yeah, right. Whether it's an education, or life experience, or friends for life, if you go to school, you're going to take something away from it. Thank you so much, Todd.
Yep. Okay, thanks. Thanks for letting me on.
Okay, you got it, man. Have a good day. And then I'll go over to Ben, who says, I agree that it's silly for some people to rack up all this debt to get a degree in a career that makes less than $60,000. I get it if you want to be a physician or a cardiologist or something, but if you haven't figured out what you want to do with your life, there's no shame in going to a community college. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. My father didn't let me stay in the dorms because I wanted that full university experience, but... going to MCC was one of the best decisions that I probably made because I got a chance to be here and doing this. Mm-hmm. And if I went away and left, I don't know where I'd be today. I have no idea.
I want to get to this last text and then we'll let it go here. But school physical therapist here. I had a scholarship for undergrad, but grad school ended up being over $100,000. Now I make $50,000 per year. It's awful. You can't get ahead.
That's exactly.
Listen, we're not saying that physical therapy is a bad job.
No, like, no.
It's a fine job. We're just trying to say the math of it all. The math isn't mathing.
But this is what I'm saying. I agree with that professor and why she told her student, do not go on and get your doctorate for being a physical therapist because you're going to make $60,000 a year and be $250,000 worth $1,000 in debt. It doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you want to go to school, go for it. I think there's just smarter financial decisions that could be made depending on what you want to do with your life. Thank you guys for all the calls and texts this morning on this. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY.
Just go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There. I said it. On the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. Time to spit some hot fire. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and a bunch of you are texting in to get something off your chest this morning. That's okay. We love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to our friend Lou here. Weighing in first. What's up, Lou? Moose, can you explain to my wife, who is listening, that ketchup does not belong on steak? I beg of you. There, I said it. Why do I got
to
do it?
I would beg to differ. And A1 sauce. Everyone has such a huge problem with A1 sauce. It's literally steak sauce.
Lou's wife, ketchup is for eggs. Barbecue sauce and A1 is for expensive, beautiful steaks. Also, if you want to get it a little bit more crispy on the outside and chewy in the center, you got to throw it in the microwave on high for 7 minutes.
Right, of course.
Lou's going to kill me. Who's this person? Skinny jeans will always be stylish no matter your height, weight, or age. There, I said it.
Not my girlfriend texting in. Sorry. I love you, sweetie. That was shady.
Is she a skinny jeans type of girl?
Through and through.
Really? Oh, my God. A woman after my own heart.
You guys are the same. I'm dating you in the female version.
Right.
I will say it. I will admit it. I'm dating you in the female version. You guys are the same exact person.
What other things do we have in common?
The OCD, the apartment, the cleanliness.
She also gets down on all fours and cleans the baseboards?
She once a week.
Really?
Every Monday.
Now that, see, that is something I can see myself doing with a woman.
Yeah.
On a Saturday morning.
You can come over and do it with her. For sure.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah. Because respectfully, not doing it, but thank you so much.
No problem.
This person says, momfluencers who film their kids and upload them to their YouTube channel is for their personal gain only. And it's unacceptable. There, I said it. It is true. Them like just raking in ad revenue from their child who has no say in the matter.
Yes.
Top scene.
Make that money. Carrie says, not everyone wants to be a CEO, Breezy. There, I said it. Okay.
What?
Oh, okay. Carrie? I don't know where it came out of left field. Did I miss something?
You're absolutely pissed. Are you okay? I never want to be a CEO. Sounds like way too much admin.
No, you would not be a good CEO.
Okay. Now that you said it, that's probably not true. But all right. Mine for today is this. I just don't understand when and why IPAs became so popular.
Oh, here we go with the IPAs again.
Like, oh, we gotta get an IPA. It's 17%, and like we gotta just like black out, brother. And it's like you're at one brewery. Like, relax. It's 2 o'clock on a Saturday. Like, it's not that deep.
Best time to do it.
17 IPAs. I'm like, you literally can't stand.
Yo.
Like, they're like, well, I had an IPA and it was 29%. It's like, okay, why, like. Relax. It's Tuesday. The IPA thing, canceled. I'm done with it. There, I said it. I also don't really drink like that, and I don't like beer, but like everyone thinks they're a hot shot because they're drinking IPAs. It's like, get out of here.
I don't think anyone thinks that.
No,
they do.
You have a certain je ne sais quoi about you when you're drinking an IPA. You're like, 17%. It's like, that's not legal.
You're making me want to drink right now. I need a Heffenweisen.
I need a Purple Haze.
I want to feel like I just ate a loaf of sourdough bread.
That's exactly it, too. It's like, it's so happy and filling. 17%. It's like, get out of my face.
Oh, my God.
My girlfriend's like, I need an IPA. It's like, all right. I don't even know what IPA stands for. Do you?
Yes. Indian Pale Ale. All right. Let's go over to this person who says Crocs are the ugliest shoe ever created. There, I said it. And if you're a grown man wearing Crocs, you don't deserve to sleep with a woman. Damn, Carly. Shots fired. That's what's up.
Even if they're on sport mode?
You know what? This is mine for today. I'm not sure what all the hype is about Yellowstone, but I tried watching it. It's one of the most boring shows to date. People are so quick to call a mediocre show brilliant when it's a 2 out of 10 at best. There, I said it.
That, Yellowstone, and Yellow Jackets. Why is everything yellow?
Yellow Jacket, I did start watching, and it's like I got distracted with another murder documentary.
It's just Lost in a different font.
All right, Hannah Banana, what's going on?
My take today is that TikTok needs to get rid of the feature that shows who's checked on your page. I want to stalk in peace.
It's messy.
I want to go on people's pages without them knowing about it.
It's definitely messy. I don't know why they blow up your spot like that. It's so weird. Unfair. Did you know that, Moose? If you go and look at someone's page, it tells them that you're looking.
Well, when I go on my page, I see a whole list of everyone that's looked on my... I mean, I don't really use TikTok, though. It's not my favorite platform.
I know. You're a millennial.
So. Let's go over to Johnny C. Hey! Yo, can you guys play my hit single Bloody Confetti on your show for me? It's fire. No, I'm so sorry, Johnny. Thank you for asking, though. We're trying to cut down on the amount of bloody confetti we consume here on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I actually had too much bloody confetti yesterday, so we can't play it today. Thank you so much,
though. You know what would go great with some bloody confetti? A nice IPA.
Get out of my face.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Peaks White Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. 47 for the high today. But yes, the sun is coming out. So we'll take it. Car was pulled out of Canandaigua Lake by a crane after police say the driver accidentally drove into it on Tuesday morning.
This was a sight to see.
Yeah, it was. I think I'm going to butcher this. Police say 19-year-old Dutcher Samatolski.
Not Dutcher.
Oh.
Ugh.
He parked his car on the pier around 1:30 a.m. and drove it into the lake while trying to make a U-turn.
How does that happen?
I mean, luckily he was able to get out of the car and swim to shore. He was brought to the FF Thompson Hospital and was treated for potential hypothermia. Police say alcohol and drugs were not a factor, but he was given a traffic ticket for moving from a lane unsafely.
Yeah, well, these things happen.
Oh, you got it. It's nice to have a crane on hand. You know what I'm saying? Right at the pier.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And I've always feared when your car is submerged, they say all of the everything is pressured so you can't get out.
Can't roll the windows down. You got to be careful.
I keep a glass breaker in my car at all times.
Yeah, you should. Those absolutely come in handy, especially for, you know, Dutcher's situation.
Dutcher?
I don't even know if that's how it's I'm going with Dutcher.
His name's like Dylan. How do you get into that situation, and how do you get out of that situation? And can your car ever work again?
When it's submerged in that much water, you'd have to put it in a lot of rice. Hold on.
Right. Tells a joke, waits 49 minutes for the little punchline music.
I'm crushing it today. Also, in other news, Brighton police are looking for the suspects who say assaulted a driver and tried to steal the driver's car on Monday night. What a shocker. That happened in Rochester?
It happened
around 11 p.m. in a parking lot on Browncroft Boulevard near I-590. And police say two men with ski masks approached the parked car and demanded the keys, with one man holding what appeared to be a gun. But when the driver refused to hand over the keys, the suspects attacked the person, took the keys, and ran away before police arrived.
Oh, my God.
The victim did have minor injuries. But, of course, anyone with information is asked to call 911.
I'm absolutely shocked by that. One job I would not want to have is being a driver instructor. I would never want to be in a situation where I'm teaching a 16-year-old how to drive a car and then end up at the bottom of the lake.
No.
That's one thing I would not be doing.
I would not want to do that either. 585-252-9800. We're looking for a job you would refuse to do. What is one job you will never do? I know what mine is. God, we know what yours is, Breezy. Mm-hmm. We'll get to yours coming up next after the show on PXY.
98 PXY.
What's a job you will never, ever do? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze.
Coming hot off the heels of the showings that I did last night from my apartment, I found my sublet, all is well. I walked away from those five showings of repeating the same verbiage over and over and over again. And I was like, I give real estate agents the most credit in the world, I would literally never, ever be a real estate agent or a landlord. Nope, I'm good. Thanks,
though.
And those
are two things you actually have to put effort in and be good at.
Right.
Sometimes in life, you got to do what you got to do to make the money and put a roof over you or your family's head. For me, I did this job once, and I will never do it again, ever again. Working in a call center was by far the most awful experience of my life for two straight years. I'll never do it again. I was timed for leaving my seat to go to the bathroom. I was timed for taking a break to grab a quick coffee. Everything I did throughout the day was timed, down to the seconds. Hmm. And then at the end of the month, I would have a one-on-one review with a supervisor on how long I was out of my seat for. But what made this job even worse was the fact that I had to call people at all hours of the day to ask them for money on maybe an organization or a foundation that they didn't even support. And it was just getting yelled at constantly. And I was like, I'm tired.
No, I don't want to do
this. This is just not worth the $12.50 an hour. In LA.
Yeah, no. No. This person says, I've never had a bad job, just bad bosses. I feel like your boss can make or break your experience. But in that case, Cynthia, if you work for yourself, aka real estate agent, it's all on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. This guy said, I used to be a pastor. People are too difficult to work with. What?
I don't.
I would never be a pastor again. Okay. Right. All right.
This person says, I could never do end of life care. My biggest fear is death. Same, Kristen. I can't go to a funeral without being on edge of a panic attack the entire time. Yeah, like hospice and things like that. I don't think I could ever do that.
Oh my, are you kidding me?
No. I don't think I could work. This speaks volumes to who I am as a person. I don't think I could work in care, period.
Me? Going into a hospital makes me sick. I can't do it.
End of life care, working with people in like a day I think what's so important is like, you have to know who you are as a person. You have to know your personality. You have to know what you're good at. You have to know what you're not good at. And you have to know when to walk away or when to not start at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. This guy says welding. Way too dirty and would probably shave 10 years off my life. Yeah, welding is not for everybody.
That's true.
It's my uncle. Welder for 30 years.
This person says, I would never in a million years for $1 million work in a daycare. Nope, I'm good.
Hannah Banana. One job you will never, ever do, because, by the way, you're only 21.
Yeah.
You're still a senior in college.
You haven't even had a job yet.
There's a lot of odd-end jobs you can do. Are we paying you to even be here?
Yes.
Oh, this is a job. Yeah. This is a job.
She goes, surprise, I make more than you.
All right, let's hear it.
I mean, I would never be a teacher just because I'm a music major and everyone just assumes that I'm going into education, and that makes me upset because there are other careers, I think, so I've heard.
Maybe, possibly.
I don't know. I haven't found out yet, but I also just don't like want to deal with children all day long.
So fair.
Yeah.
So fair. They're getting more disrespectful by the minute.
Terrible, yeah.
So because you're a music major, people think you're a teacher?
Going to be a music teacher.
Going to be a music teacher. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Just assume that's the only like career path for
me. This person just texted in, I would never do an unpaid internship.
Though, I guess we're two clowns in the room, because that was us.
Hey, you paid off.
And, you know, you choosing your career was only 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did that work out?
I mean, I always knew I wanted to do music. That's not true. Most of my life, I knew I wanted to do music. But I remember in like early high school, they used to make us do quizzes that would tell us our career paths.
Okay.
And I took one, and it told me that my top two career paths were crossing guard and dishwasher. So I don't want to do those jobs.
What was the explanation for that?
You would make a great crossing guard?
Crossing guard, public service. I don't know. I like cried afterwards.
No, I would cry too.
Isn't a crossing guard a career someone tends to lean on after retirement.
Retirement! Yeah! I'm skipping a whole bunch of steps, I guess.
The same way people running the carousel at the mall, that's a retirement job.
The dishwasher blows my mind, though.
Dishwasher. Yeah, that felt offensive to me.
You should do a video of you at some restaurant washing dishes.
Well, okay, and I will say this. The one job I cannot do and will never do, and when I drive by and watch people actually doing this job, I'm like, it's not for me. Being a roofer. You will not catch me on somebody's roof in the middle of August. There is no way. And I give so much credit to those guys that do that in construction, because that's another job. It's not in me.
The house next to me is getting torn apart from the outside in, and they're all at my window eating their lunch. I'm like, can you guys go somewhere else? Please.
Let's go over to Dave Thomas here, founder of Wendy's. I will never work in fast food ever again. Guys, you don't want to know some of the things I saw in those kitchens. I don't care how many times you make me employee of the month. I ain't going to do it.
The founder of Wendy's? What?
His name's Dave, but Dave Thomas was the founder of Wendy's.
Really? I'm dead.
How is this news to you?
I don't know Dave. Never met him.
Let me see who else is here. I will never, ever work in retail. That came in from Natalie. Yeah, that's a tough job, too. You got to deal with a lot of personalities in retail. And by personalities, I'm talking mostly about the customer. This doesn't fit.
This person says, wait, Hannah, was it the Windows career test? I took one junior high and my options were clown and teacher. So there's that.
Even on there. No, mine was Naviance, I think it was called.
Oh, my God. So you should be a clown.
So what's the deal? Are you going to pursue being a what do you call it?
Dishwasher?
A dishwashing
crossing guard.
We gotta
get it. Do it all.
She's just washing dishes in the middle of an intersection.
So, at the end of your internship, there's going to be a meeting with sales and programming, and they're gonna want a full review of what the next steps are for you after you leave this internship. We should just send them a video of you in a crosswalk helping children cross the street.
She found her calling.
While simultaneously polishing glass. Yeah, for sure.
All right, let me get to one more person. Who else is weighing in here? Yes, another person said Walmart. This person said clown at a child's birthday party and food service. And also working at a retirement home. Mm-hmm. After everything I've witnessed in those retirement homes, especially for my Grammy being there, you couldn't pay me enough. And you probably wouldn't either.
Yeah.
They are not making a lot of money in those retirement homes.
Definitely not.
Free food, though.
You're like, that's why I was going.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't
beat Breezy.
Yes, that is the question. Can you beat Breezy? Because Sebastian Maniscalco tickets are on the line for his show Friday night at the Blue Cross Arena. And this is your shot to win that pair of tickets to go see him this Friday. Let's go to the phones. We need caller 8 right now. PXY, what's your name? Wonderful. Hello, PXY.
Great. Is the phone on?
Oh, that's my fault. Hi, PXY, what's your name?
Hello.
Hi.
My name's Kimberly. Hi.
Hi. Kimberly is your name?
Yes, it is.
And where are you calling from, Kimberly?
I'm calling from Livonia.
Calling from Livonia. I have good news. You are going head-to-head with Breezy because you're caller 8! Kimberly, talk some trash before she leaves the room, will ya? Please?
Breezy fan. I really am. I can't talk trash. I'm sorry.
You're definitely getting the tickets. I'll throw the whole game to you.
All right. Let's get right into it. Our lovely intern, Hannah, is going to be keeping score. 5 questions. We'll run right through them. You got 7 seconds to answer each question. Okay, Kimberly? Let's go to number 1. What edible food never expires or goes bad?
Is there questions for it or answers?
No, I told you, no multiple choice. Give me your best answer.
Okay, so what edible food does not go bad or expire?
Yeah, what food never expires or goes bad?
That's a hard one. I really want to say, grains, like rice.
Rice, okay. I'll put you down for rice. Let's go to question number two. What is the national fruit of America?
No, I don't. It's not an orange. I would say an apple, yeah.
You're going to go with an apple?
Yep.
Okay. Marking Kimberly down for an apple as the national fruit of America. Kimberly, question number three. Name the title of one of Sebastian Maniscalco's comedy specials on Netflix. Name one title. Any special.
I couldn't tell you.
Huge fan. Huge fan. Okay, not one guess. Kimberly, give me your best guess.
I don't know because I don't even know any titles.
All right, she's going down for I don't know. Question number four, what is the most popular pie flavor during Thanksgiving?
Popular pie flavor has to be pumpkin.
All right, putting you down for pumpkin pie. Kimberly, we're locking that in. And let's go to question number five. What color is the M in McDonald's?
Yellow.
All right, there we have it. That's all five right there. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. All right, Kimberly, I'm going to go ahead and total these up. Welcome back, Breezy.
Hello.
All right, one, two. Our girl Kimberly has 2 out of 5.
Oh, God, Kimberly, I'm really going to have to throw it for you now.
These are actually pretty tough today, Breezy.
Why would you do
that
to us?
They were pretty tough.
Why would you do that to us?
Question number one. What edible food never expires or go bad? What food never expires or goes bad?
Canned food?
Give me a name of a food.
I don't know. Anything in a can.
No, not it at all.
Okay.
The name
Spam?
Of Breezy.
Spam?
Name of food.
Spam?
Okay. All right. Okay. Question number two. What is the national fruit of the U.S. of A?
The apple.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, it's not a bad. It's not a wrong answer. It's not a bad answer. Question number three. Breezy, name the title of one of Sebastian Maniscalco's comedy specials on Netflix. Name one title.
I lost my pants. I don't know. I don't know that guy, to be honest. I know everyone loves him. I just don't know him.
Okay, I lost my pants. We'll put you down for that. Question number four. What is the most popular pie flavor during Thanksgiving? And we know you love pie.
I hate pie. Pumpkin? I don't know. I'll take the lowest hanging fruit.
Okay, putting you down for pumpkin pie. We love a slice. And then Breezy, what color is the M in McDonald's?
Yellow? Gold? The golden arches?
Yeah, what color is it?
Well, that's pretty subjective. It's who you ask. I think it's like yellow goldish.
I'm asking
it's
you.
It's in between.
Oh, what's the color?
Yeah, it's yellow.
Okay.
All right.
Hannah,
get out of my misery.
Do you want to bring me the results, please, so we can get this over with?
What the hell was that?
All right. Let's go. Let's tally these up. And just like yesterday, this is looking like it's coming down to the wire. Question number one. Kimberly, you there? I asked, what food never expires? The answer to that was honey. You said rice. Breezy said canned food. Both of you got question number two wrong. You both said apple is the national fruit of the U.S. of A. It's actually a blueberry.
And why? Then,
that's what it is. Question three, it could have been anything.
You know I don't like fruit. Why would you even ask me that? Continue.
What's wrong with people? Aren't you embarrassed? Is it me or Sebastian Live or all of his specials? And I know it was a hard one. And then question
Did
four.
Did she get that?
No. Question
Huge
four.
Huge fan. Massive fan.
What's the most popular pie during Thanksgiving? You both said pumpkin pie, and both of you were correct. What color is the M in the McDonald's arch? Both of you said yellow. That's correct. It came down to a tie. Therefore, if it is a tiebreaker, the listener automatically wins. Kimberly, you're going to the show.
Will you take me with you? I threw the whole game for you.
No, you didn't. That's the thing.
You don't know that for sure, though.
You don't have to. Hey, Kimberly. Nice job. Congratulations.
You crushed.
Who are you taking Friday night to the show with you?
Probably my husband.
He doesn't have to go. He doesn't have to know.
You're right.
No one's going to know.
You're right. I guess I could take the baby. She would love to go.
Oh, I don't
are
know.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Am I the baby?
You talking about Breezy?
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
All right.
All right. Stay right there. I'm going to grab all your info. We have more chances to win Sebastian Maniscalco tickets today, tomorrow, and Thursday. So make sure you listen to win. It's PXY.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action!
Smoke it if you got it. It's PXY Mornings. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review. Yesterday on the show, we acted out the film Half-Baked, starring Dave Chappelle. And there isn't much to share here. I guess the movie, it's all about getting high.
Mm-hmm.
But like our girl Breezy always says,
smoke it if you got it. It's 420 somewhere, baby.
Here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the film yesterday at Moosterpiece Theater. I would go as far as to say this could be your best acting ever.
Probably was, yeah.
What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips with that dip, man. Let's go.
Right?
Some beef jerky, some peanut butter, some Haagen-Dazs ice cream bars, man.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
Also, chocolate. You gotta have the chocolate, man. Some popcorn. That's graham crackers with the marshmallows. The little marshmallows. We can make s'mores, man.
Okay. All right.
Also, you know what we need? We need some celery. Grape jelly.
I got you.
Pizza. You know we need two large pizzas, man, with everything on it. Oh, wait. Water. Oh, yeah. And some Funyuns, man. Get a bag of Funyuns.
Oh, yeah. I'll get some Funyuns.
Yeah, get those Funyuns. Hell yeah.
Yo, if I'm not back in 10 minutes, someone call the police.
Whatever you do, please hurry up. I'm literally starving, brother.
Come. Okay. Cut.
Yeah, I crushed it. I actually, like, I watched that scene last night, and I was like, I couldn't have done anything differently. I couldn't have.
This film is from 1998. If you haven't seen it, here's the breakdown. When a member of their crew gets arrested for killing a New York City police horse by feeding it junk food, three slackened stoners are forced to get off their butts and raise bail by selling pot stolen from pharmaceutical lab. It's a risky plan, but hey, these are stand-up guys who would do anything to help out a friend in need.
I love a risk taker. You know what I mean?
Rotten Tomatoes gave this 28%.
I love it.
One of the lowest movies that you've reviewed in a long time.
Yeah. I think we're gonna keep on that trend.
Let's get into it and ask the question. Breezy, Half-Baked from 1998, starring Dave Chappelle. Did this movie hold up?
Oh, I mean, of course. I mean, weed's legal now, so people are just getting dumber and dumber by the second. The brain cells are just dissipating into thin air, and everyone's sending out Amber Alerts for them. So, yes, I think it held up. Very much so. And I've never been a weed girly. I've never been a let's get it stoned girly. But I know there are a lot of people that need to smoke a blunt before their feet even touch the ground in the morning. So, you do you.
Yeah. Hey. Whatever you got to do. Not everybody's a coffee drinker. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
did you have a favorite character in the film?
Yeah, I did.
Which one?
Bob Saget, his character.
Bob Saget was not in this film.
He very much was.
Was he? Which role?
Very much was. He had a cameo, and I absolutely loved it. I can't repeat exactly what he said because it's not air appropriate. But
tell me the scene he was in, though. Where were they?
They were in rehab. He stood up.
Rehab. Yes, of course.
God rest his soul.
I know. God
rest his soul.
Those are the best. Some of the best characters in films are the ones who actually just made a quick cameo.
It's actually hilarious because you watch films like this, you watch films like Billy Madison, you watch films in this era of filmmaking back in the late 90s, and the dialogue in these films would never in a million years be in a movie today.
No, they wouldn't.
They're so wildly inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Talk about pushing the envelope.
I know.
Did you have a favorite scene in Half-Baked?
Well, I think our scene absolutely crushed,
yeah.
Obviously. And then the rehab scene with Bob Saget. I audibly laughed out loud because I was like, this is actually hilarious. Basically, he goes to rehab and he's like, I'm addicted to marijuana. And then they all are like, you shouldn't be here. We've done much harder drugs for much worse things.
And then they all start booing him out of rehab. So.
Oh, yeah.
We love a supportive group. You know what I mean?
We sure do. What was your least favorite scene in the film?
So when they go to, I can't really remember the guy's name, but they go to the guy who's like holding their friend hostage. He's like the bit, he's kind of like a, I don't want to say pimp, but he's kind of a pimp.
He's a pimp, yeah.
Yeah. And the girls on either side of him, their hair is absolutely atrocious. I literally was like, what are we doing here? What is going on? That was my least favorite scene. They needed a hairstylist.
All right. If you're just joining us, Breezy is giving her review for the film Half-Baked. Rotten Tomatoes, 28%. I mean, considering this film is from 98, what was your best throwback moment of the film?
Oh, my God. I mean, well, the music was amazing. The clothing was amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of tie-dye.
A lot of hippies.
Just the filming in itself was shot on like a, I don't know, Firefly phone. So it was great.
And not only that, I mean, a lot of stoners in this film.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, you're one of the biggest stoners I know.
Yeah. I've been audibly high like 5 times my whole life. And then I thought I was having a heart attack, so I stopped.
Yeah, you do have
a
very addictive personality, that is for sure. Popcorn bucket
score. I took
an edible
once and went to the planetarium. My life has never been the same since. So, anyways, let's get into it, shall we?
Yeah, we shall.
This was a pretty bad movie, I'm not going to lie. There wasn't a lot of like really great acting. I think they all just smoked and went on set. So I'm going to give it...
out of 5 popcorn buckets.
A 2-1.
2-1?
Yeah.
Honestly, I was thinking 1-7, but it's your review.
Go ahead. I know. Higher than what was anticipated.
Yes.
You know, I'm just here to overperform and underdeliver. So
and it's one
that.
Of those stupid, funny films that if you watch once, you're good, you know?
Yeah, I don't need to see it again.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Thanks.
But you guys should.
Thanks for your review. Hey, remember, Breezy.
Smoke it if you got it, brother.
BXY is free and always will be.
I'm BXY Mornings. Welcome back to the show. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Get down and give me 20. How many push-ups could you do right now without stopping? The reason I ask is because the Mayo Clinic posted the number of push-ups people in good shape should be able to do at their age. So, for example, if you are a 25-year-old man, you should be able to do 28 push-ups in a row without stopping. For women, it's 20. I'm not talking about push-ups on your knees, Breezy.
Chill.
Full-on push-ups.
Okay.
And they said, so I'm looking at it, I'm like, all right, well, how many for my age? How many push-ups? If you are between the ages of 35 and 40 years old, you should be able to do between 15 and 20 push-ups. And I'm like, I'd crush that. 15, that's it. And then it says in parentheses, that's a sign that you're at least in good shape.
At the very least.
It says at least you're in good shape. I'm like, 15? I was like, no problem.
Right.
I'll crush it.
I don't believe that you can do that. Not that I don't believe in you as
15
a person.
Push-ups?
You're going to crush for sure, but I don't know. I feel like I think you're overstepping. I do. I really do.
How so?
I don't think you realize how hard, and listen, here's the issue. Here's, time out. As someone who works out 6 times a week,
yeah,
there's a difference between someone who can do a 15 push-ups and someone can do them well and do them in the right form. So many people think like, oh, if I just like move my arms and thrust my hips, then I'm doing a push-up. No, that's literally not how that works.
I think at my age, I'm capable of doing a push-up in the right form. I've done many of them. I think I can handle 15 push-ups.
Okay.
That's okay. If you want to document it, I'm down with that.
No, I definitely will. You don't have to ask me twice. I definitely will be doing a video, and we'll be doing it in the brand new conference room after the show.
Well, let's get to, so Hannah, you're 20, you're...
One.
You're 21 years old. Okay. So for a woman who is 21 years old, you should be able to do, let me see here. Yeah, 20 push-ups.
Oh, absolutely no way.
No shot.
Maybe 2, 3.
Breezy, you should be able to do between 19 and 21. It's not a huge gap from what Hannah's doing.
I mean...
And then the older you get, the less push-ups. So if you're 55 years old, you should be able to do 10 push-ups straight. If you're 65, same, 10.
My goal by the end of the year, it's not realistic. There's like 1 week left of the year. My goal for 2025 is to be able to do 5 push-ups on my toes. Because I could.
What do you mean?
Like regular push-ups. I could do 20 good push-ups on my knees with good form and everything I can. What are you laughing about?
I'm not laughing.
Wipe the grin off your face now or else. You're getting the knuckle sandwich.
So you can do how many push-ups on your knees?
Probably like 20.
Okay.
But like good form, not like, okay, I know we're an audio show and you can't see. This is not a push-up. I don't know what
it is. No, you have to have your hands out, okay?
You have to your elbows have to go against yourself.
Yeah, I don't even know why we're taking it.
No,
I agree. I'm not sure why we're taking advice from a woman who does push-ups on her knees, but that's so.
You got to start somewhere, bro. Listen.
So there you have it. The Mayo Clinic posted this and they said, hey, if you are between these ages, to be in parentheses, if you're at least in good of enough shape, you can do 20, 22, 30, what have you. So like I said, if you're between Tana, no. You only should be able to do 20. They're saying for my age at 40 years old, I should be able to do 15 push-ups straight, no problem.
No shot.
I'm like, yeah, I can crush that.
I don't think it's going to happen. I would love to be proven wrong, but the proof is in the Instagram video coming tomorrow.
Yeah, no,
we'll do it after the show. And then we'll post it for our friends. And then we'll have to do a follow-up because everyone's curious. Everyone's texting in, Moose, no shot. Moose, there's no way.
15.
Absolutely not.
You're so full. You're so full of crap.
I think our text line shut down. We got so many texts. So there's that.
All right. I just got like everything
Hannah,
I've done in my life.
Do you think you can do it?
I think I need to see to believe it.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, I know it seems probably hard for two women who have to do push-ups on their knees, but that's understandable.
Hey, don't bring Hannah into this. Yeah.
You don't know my life.
Yeah. Hey, Leigh, I got to ask you, though. One of the things that I always found extremely impressive, and I know you've struggled with, you know, certain issues in the past and stuff with working out and eating and all that stuff. But back in the day in college,
right?
You used to do the elliptical, was it?
Yeah.
For how many hours a day?
Yeah, I definitely had a really, really, really bad exercise addiction, and I was also anorexic, so there's that. But I was working out for 5 hours a day. I would do the elliptical for like an hour and a half, and then I would go to an hour spin class, and then I would run like 7 miles. So that's not healthy. Would not advise. But I was also struggling mentally, so...
What I mean, so for an hour and a half on the elliptical, how many miles is that?
It was like 10 or 15.
That is wild.
Yeah. And I mean, we can dive into this deeper than I have in the past, but that is why you need to monitor your children, your young adults' usage on the internet. Because I saw one girl on YouTube say, if you do 20 miles on the elliptical a day, you'll be skinny.
Oh,
and I was like, got it. Bet. So
that's all it took.
And eat Cheerios and salad every day and ice for a snack. So obviously we know that's not healthy. We've grown to be mature. We know. But
that's
like
the LA diet.
That's the beauty. Well, not beauty. That's the downfall of eating disorders. Because you really do. You really can manipulate your thinking into being like, yeah, that's totally chill. Like, and you do it. And yeah.
So who's going to monitor me from doing all these push-ups?
I'm monitoring you to make sure that they're in good faith. And also, not for nothing, don't come for me for my knee push-ups. You couldn't do half the stuff I do at the gym on a near daily basis. So.
Okay, well, that might be fair. But as far as the push-up thing and you thinking I can't do 15, we'll take it to the conference room after the show.
He does it on the table.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.